Welcome to the audio podcast of My Pastor Christian.
If any man have ears to hear, let him hear. These two things actually grant you access into having more in God. What you hear and how you hear. Because what you hear and how you hear is what determines what you become. So, what you hear and how you hear is what gives you access into more in God. Hearing adds to what you have. The more you hear, the wiser you become. Therefore, take heed how ye what hear.
Now, your glorious word.
Life is a journey, and one important thing that we require for the journey of life is wisdom. So the Bible says, wisdom is the principal thing, not a principal thing, the principal thing. So it's important that from time to time we remind ourselves on how we can live victorious lives, all right? So I'm discussing wisdom for survival. It's important to understand that the world is growing increasingly wicked. Things are getting tougher. It is actually more difficult to even be a Christian because of the challenges, the temptations. So it's important we survive in these seasons. And it will take wisdom to survive. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, if you have the Living Bible, I would like the Living Bible, New Living Translation, and the Message. Let's read this portion of the Bible in these three versions. This New Living Translation, the Living Bible, and Message, not King James. You may as well know this, Timothy, that in the last days, it is going to be very difficult to be a Christian. In the last days. And I personally believe we are in the last of the last days. The next verse. For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be proud and boastful, snaring at God, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful to them, and thoroughly bad. People will be thoroughly bad. The next verse. They will be hard-headed and never give in to others. They will be constant liars and troublemakers and will think nothing of immorality. They will be rough and cruel and snare at those who try to be good. The next verse. They will betray their friends. They will be hot-headed, puffed up with pride, and prefer good times to worshiping God. Verse 5. They will go to church, yes, but they won't really believe anything they hear. Don't be taken in by people like that. Please. Describing the kind of people that will be in the last days. And obviously, you know, people create situations. So if the people are like this, then the situations will be very bad. And you need wisdom to survive. Let's read it in the New Living Translation. I hope you are here. Did you see the description? He said, it will be very difficult to be a Christian. You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days, there will be very difficult times. So how do I survive these times? For people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at God, disobedient to their parents, and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred. They will be unloving and unforgiving. They will slander others and have no self-control. They will be cruel and hate what is good. They will betray their friends, be reckless, be puffed up with pride, and love pleasure rather than God. The next verse. They will act religious, but they would reject the power that could make them godly. Stay away from people like that. Message. Are you enjoying the scriptures? Message. Don't be naive. There are difficult times ahead. As the end approaches, people are going to be self-absorbed, money-hungry, self-promoting, stuck-up, profane, contemptuous of parents, crude, coarse, dog-eat-dog. Unbending, slanderous, impulsively wild, savage, cynical, treacherous, ruthless, bloated windbags, addicted to lust and allergic to God. They'll make a show of religion, but behind the scenes, they are animals. Stay clear of these people. So right away, the scripture shows us the kind of people we are going to live with in the last days. I suppose you are not one of the descriptions here. But then, one of the versions, he said they would be in church, but they won't do what they hear. Are you getting the point? So you are in church. So be careful. Hallelujah. So the days we live in are dangerous days. The scripture shows us. How do we survive these times? Now, what is it to survive? When we say to survive, okay? To survive is the state or fact. The state or fact of continuing to live. Continuing to live. Or exist. Or exist. The state or fact of continuing to live or exist. Typically, in spite of an accident, an ordeal, I hope you are learning. I told you last week, I said, I would like to raise very intellectual, spiritual Christians. So don't get angry when we are getting intellectual. You say, what is this? What is all this? Or difficult circumstances. So give it to me. What's the definition of survive? To survive, what does it mean? Good. So irrespective of the circumstances we find ourselves in the last days, he wants us to survive. He wants us to be able to overcome whatever it is that is in the season. And we need wisdom for survival. Are you getting the point? Tell somebody you need wisdom for survival. You need wisdom for survival. Now, Matthew chapter 10, verse 16. We'll go some few weeks with this. I pray that you become very wise in your dealings. Matthew 10, 16, it says, "Behold, I send you forth as sheep." So I'm sending you into an environment. There are some of you find yourself in an environment. You see, every environment, or to say, every place you find yourself, every environment you find yourself, every condition in a place that you find yourself, okay, requires a certain kind of wisdom to operate in that place. Else, you can be extinguished. All right? You can lose what you have. For example, if you live in a place where there's a lot of cold, very cold temperatures, what basic wisdom do you think you need? Yes. What basic wisdom do you need? The place is very cold. What basic wisdom do you need? Where you must wear jackets, protective clothing, else the weather will kill you, isn't it? All right? Good. So, if you also live in very hot temperatures, what do? You need AC. Okay. AC may not be the basic wisdom. What's the basic wisdom? You remove some clothes. You wear lighter clothing. All right? Then when your wisdom and your pocket keeps, you know, then you can get, you can condition the air. That is why the word of God says, there are two things that are defense. We'll get there. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. So you see, I'm sending you into a certain place. You must survive there. But to survive there, you need a special wisdom called the wisdom of the serpent. Some of you are existing among wolves, but you are operating with the wisdom of a lion. You know, a lion can't hide. It's difficult for a lion to be quiet. A lion wants to roar for everybody to see a lion is here. But in the midst of wolves, you must have a certain wisdom to survive. And he says, you need the wisdom of the serpent. Then he says, and harmless as doves. So there's also the wisdom of doves. Are you getting the point? So wisdom is required for survival. Now, wisdom, the word of God says, is a defense. It's a defense. Don't worry. It's a defense. Ecclesiastes 7:12. Wisdom is what? A defense. And money is also what? Oh, you didn't say anything. Money is also what? A defense. Okay? For wisdom is a defense. The word defense there is a shade, a covering. So when the moment you start to operate in wisdom, a covering comes on you to hide you from the things that could have eaten you up. Are you following what I am saying? Amen. So wisdom is a defense. So you need a defense for survival. I want to start discussing some of the wisdoms we require to survive in this season. Right? Now, then he says, but the excellency of knowledge is that wisdom giveth life to them that have it. So wisdom is supposed to procure life for you. It will help you survive in whatever situation you find yourself. You see, it takes wisdom to survive in marriage. Yes, you need a special wisdom to survive in marriage. I tell you. The reason why marriages do not work in this day and age is because they don't have wisdom for survival. So when the husband is angry and wants to talk, the wife doesn't have wisdom to shut up. If you have married, or you are about to marry, or you will marry one day, when a king is angry, we don't talk. Allow him to talk. If I were to be raising ladies on earth, if a lady listens to me, she will have a beautiful marriage. Your king is talking. He's not happy about something. Allow him. Don't interrupt. Don't frown your face. Don't try to say anything. Allow him. And all that period, keep a smiley face. Your king is angry. Wisdom for survival. Everything in the house must know the king is angry. The cockroaches, the ants, all the living creatures hiding. At that moment, come on, wife. Don't talk. No. You don't meet fire with fire. Wisdom for survival. After the... And if you have something to say, go with humility. Listen, every man is ready to die for the woman that honors him. I'm telling you. Yeah. When your woman honors you, you are ready to do anything. But when the woman doesn't have this wisdom for survival, you see the marriage is stormy. Stormy marriage is stormy. Whether you like it or not, kings must get angry sometimes. What do you mean? If a lady is sitting by, say, look, listen to what Pastor Christian is saying. It will help you. Do the accounts not say that anobrebre emabaede? You don't want to meet fire with fire. Wisdom for survival. Then, if a husband too will know and have the wisdom of how to handle his wife. Because the word of God says, man, examine this. He says, whosoever findeth a wife, finds what? And obtains. Good. That means for any man that has a wife, the primary way of obtaining favor from God is not fasting and prayer. It's through your wife. Oh, okay. Oh, yes. So my wife is my favor access. So when God looks at me, a married man, you see, whether you like it or not, married men are more favored than unmarried men. That's why I advise you to marry now. Yes. When... You see, I said I came to give you wisdom. So, when you have a wife, what would have taken God if it was only you? Maybe 10 years to do. Because of your wife, it will be 1 year. Hey! Are Are you following what I'm saying? So a man with a wife must know how to honor the wife to attract favor. So he says, let the men deal with the wives in knowledge. He says, honoring the wife so that their prayers will not be hindered. You know, the word of God, if you live by the word, let's say a husband is holding the phone. I know this thing. All husbands, let's practice it. It will help you. Okay. Then your wife comes talking to you. If you keep looking on the phone without putting the phone down to look at your wife, you don't honor your wife. Any day your wife wants to talk to you, give her attention. It is a sign that she is valuable than whatever is getting your attention. And that is honor. 100%. When you honor your wife, he tells us, your prayers will not be hindered. Look at it. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor to the wife. Giving honor to the wife. Oh boy. Then what will happen? As unto the weaker vessel, and as being heirs of together of the grace of life, that your prayers be not, man of God. So you see where your favor is? It's with your wife. My God. Yeah. Just imagine wives operating like this. When I'm operating, my king, when my king is talking, I know this is my king. And when the husband also knows that my favor is with this woman. Just imagine the kind of home you create. But when there's no wisdom for survival, when king is talking, wife is also at 96 degrees Celsius. And instead of husband also honoring wife, all those who are not married, do you feel like getting married? When you listen to me, do you feel like, hey, if I could marry tomorrow, I'll marry him? It's a good feeling. Hallelujah. All right. Now, we are told that you can be sent into an environment where there are wolves, and if you don't operate with the wisdom of a serpent, they will chew you. One cardinal wisdom I would like us to discuss tonight is the wisdom of building a quality inner circle. I pray you hear me. Please, this is wisdom coming to you. And I said wisdom for survival. There are some of you, or let's say all of us, who can be very careless and think that everybody likes us. And therefore, we are careless to the extent that we do not care who gets into our inner circle. In the next few days, months, years, you are going to be so successful that if you don't operate with this wisdom, you won't survive. Many things will be destroyed because you think anybody is a friend and every friend is a true friend. The moment you understand this and you start to apply wisdom in creating a tight inner circle. It will be very difficult to be destroyed. who do you think went to tell Gaddafi's enemies he was hiding in a certain place? Who knew he was hiding there? Who knew where Saddam Hussein was hiding? What you don't understand is that there is a price. There is a price on your head to destroy you. There is a price that says, if you can destroy this one for me, I will pay you this. I think some of you don't really think you are very important, so nobody wants to destroy you. I think you don't like my message. Do you like my message? The wisdom to create. I said I'm discussing wisdom for survival. You know that some people, all their friends know their short code. Their pin code. Their whatever. You have too many friends. And probably that will be your problem in the next few years. I mean, too many friends who know too many things about you. In the next few days, few years, you have to learn how to create a quality inner circle. Is it not amazing? Jesus takes three people onto the mountain and he tells them, when we go, don't tell anybody. How come they wrote it?
How?
How come they wrote it? He draws this angel so close, gives him a space to cover, open himself up to him. And this guy knows that, look, I can ascend. God, he has a soft spot. I will ascend. I will sit where he sits. I'll go there. I know the route. Then he starts to make advances. Then what happens? He was blocked because this guy was now abusing his place in the inner circle. I think, are you here? So look at what God did. Now God, you can't get close. Even the seraphs that are in, around the throne, they have six wings. They even cover their face so that you can't even have eyeball to eyeball with them to connive with them. Who knows your secrets? It was not the enemies of Jesus that betrayed him. His very familiar friend. His very familiar friend that he ate with. His very familiar friend. His very familiar. Who knows the food you like best and the way you prepare it, and they can even buy the ingredients for you. Very familiar friend. Who wounded you? The very person that you thought was a very close friend that cannot harm you. Am I saying don't trust people? No, I'm saying wisdom for survival. Wisdom for... How do you create a very small inner circle? You see, this wisdom was what... Jesus walked in this wisdom. You know, amazingly, nobody knew where Jesus goes. So to catch Jesus, you need an insider to lead you where he is. Even the spot he will be praying, because the place were full of trees and things, so he can easily escape. There should be somebody who can take you to where the master kneels to pray. He knows the place. Jesus, knowing this, would not go everywhere with even the 12. Even the 12, at certain places, he will choose 3 people. Huh? And even the 3, when he tells them, when you come, don't say it. I said it is. They have written it for us to read. But Jesus said, when you go, don't say it. Don't tell anybody. Anyway, sometimes he will say that until the Son of Man is glorified. So probably they wrote it after he was. People of God. There is the reality of having people who will be very close to you. But who should it be? And how much should you trust them? You have to become very secretive of your life. You know, I think when you don't really see yourself becoming very successful, you really don't even think that anybody would like to poison you. You don't really think anybody wants to kill you. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? But if you are in my mind concerning the kind of people I see God using me to raise, I should give you this wisdom. Your inner circle, those that are very close, that can know you, be sensitive. Hallelujah. Don't easily expose yourself to people. Become a person that is very secretive. Or still, you don't get what I am saying. Yeah. Yes. Don't easily expose yourself to people. Don't easily let people know details of your life. Talk more or less, depending on who you are talking to. Be careful. Some of you are so good Kumasianos. But there's good Samaritan. You are not good Samaritan. You are in Kumasi, so you are good Kumasian. Or wherever you are watching from, you are good whatever. So as for you, once you know somebody, you easily introduce people to them. This will make a lot of meaning to those of you who really see yourself becoming something. If you don't really see yourself in a certain way, you may not value what I am saying. Huh? Yeah. Who knew where the drink is to put the poison inside? There was this evangelist. One time he came to his car and there was a drink where he puts his drink. And the wife is the one that puts his drink there. And those around him were the ones that knew where his drink is placed. So for drink to be there, he assumed that it is either his wife that has given it to one of his boys to come and what? Put it there. Then he took it. No investigation. Right away, his intestine starts gushing out. Do you know how serious that is? The several operations that he went through, the intestine couldn't even... But he didn't die. But do you think anybody will put a drink in his car again? But why do you have to drink and suffer that much before you have wisdom for survival? Before you know that there's such a thing as wolves that would like to eat you up and end your life. You see, if you have not prospered in a certain way, you may not even know that your family members don't like your prosperity like that. And certain friends don't like how much you are prospering like that. And the people who thought you could have all been at the same level. The problem of Joseph was not that he had a dream. His problem was that he shared it with the wrong people. Don't be too quick to say, oh, this is my friend. Do you know what qualifies somebody to be a friend? He said, this is my very familiar friend has done this to me. Now, he knew where I hide. He knew where they can find me. He knew where I buy the gobe. He knew. The wisdom of creating a quality inner circle. So, your life should not be easily decoded. No. Let people say, hey, as for this guy there, you know nothing about him. You see, in this generation where the social is mediaing, where you don't hide your life, it becomes very dangerous. I pray you will learn the wisdom. This wisdom for survival. You see? where you can keep your life a secret. And it is only revealed to proven people. And even that one, not all. Bits and pieces. And it's not everything they know. If somebody gets to the place where he thinks he knows everything about you, you are in danger. You are in a serious danger. That I know everything about him. What? There should be quotes that people don't know. Your enemy doesn't know your schedule. The one that exposed you to your enemy is the one that knows the schedule. Who knew you would wake up at this time? The person that lives with you. Hush. Who knew you bath? You bath at 8:30 every day. Who knew? Who knows that detail? Boy. So you see, sometimes, getting people to discover your regimented life is not wisdom. Say, he goes to school every morning at 7. No. They shouldn't know it. Oh, every morning by 7 I pass here. Why do you make that detail known? For what reason? I buy this porridge every morning and I get to the porridge by 7:30. There are some of us, we feel that people must know about our lives. No. Be careful who you expose yourself to. Am I communicating? And in the few years ahead of you, learn to keep quiet. I said wisdom for survival. So you may not tell somebody, I don't trust you that much. Don't say that to people. Don't say that. Don't say, I don't trust you that much. Don't say that to people. All right? That's why it's called wisdom. But you know that people are people and people can change. And if you are not careful and you gave your passcode that is unchangeable to somebody and they change, what would you do? When the Pharisees wanted Jesus, the Bible says they sought for one that is among them. Among his people, those that knew him. So that they can get access to him. And when they found one that was ready to, you know, Judas, as much as Judas was a greedy guy who wanted money, nowadays, you know, the people that exist, they are worse than Judas. Judas went and exposed his master because he knew where they can find his master. He gave them the prayer schedule because they wouldn't know. They wouldn't know. Huh? And led them there. And Judas didn't say Jesus' miracles were fake. Judas didn't say Jesus was not from God. He didn't say any of those things. Judas actually went to embrace Jesus, embrace, kiss. Do you understand what I'm trying to say? So don't mistake him for love. Some of them can be betrayal kisses. Hey! People of God. If, say this is your keys, and every day you hide it here, and there are people who know this is where you hide the key, sometimes change it. Because they may come and search where you hide it always without permission. And they'll find out it's not there. Don't tell them you are changing the position. Make crime as somebody I'm this shabu. Oba, say same page in the after one session through. Now, what is inner circle? When we say inner circle is the people you draw so close that have access to your life in a certain exposed way. Right? Be careful. Not everybody is happy that you are going forward. Those that are close, not everybody are happy that you are going forward. So if you think everybody is happy that you are moving forward, think again. I said from tonight, let them say you are too secretive. Let them say that. It's good. I said it's good. It's good. So in building your inner circle, I said learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. Learn to be quiet. Say, but how does learning to be quiet help me build a quality inner circle? Look, those that can be around you, who don't really care what you say, whether you are speaking less or you are speaking more, they have a certain quality. So don't be pushed to talk and talk and talk and talk and say things you are not supposed to what? Anybody that says you are too secretive, it's as if you don't say anything about your life to us. It's a possible spy. Why do you want to know? I think I'm not helping you. Am I helping you? Yeah. Hide the engagement date small. Hide the wedding date small. Sometimes I tell people, you see, those of you that you now have kids, see, their birthdays and things, don't post them. It's not necessary. It's very unnecessary. Who is celebrating that kid? All those that know that kid, who matter? They will call without you displaying the kid. Little kid who doesn't know anything, you are letting everybody see them. Some things are a display that you don't have wisdom for survival. Do you know how many people are not happy that you have children? And somebody just do a someone are at all. See here. From that time, some headaches the child has. Running stomach. The child today is hospital. You say, oh, God protect us. Nobody can harm us. God removed his son to Egypt. To hide him until those that were looking for him were dead. God, oh. Almighty that we are following, his son was in danger because they were looking for him to kill him. We're looking for the child to kill him. And the death threats and the attempt on the child's life was linked to his birthday. And he removes the son. And he doesn't say that I'm God. Nobody, Herod, I will finish you. If you like, go and touch my child. He comes, he even doesn't do announcement. He comes in a dream state, secrecy, to warn the father, pick the child and the mother and run away to Egypt. And Joseph didn't call family meeting. Hey, there be a man so. Me so, there be say. Nadri, ready up the year, tell me, send me for Bano and Nene Bano. I mean, from Co Egypt. You see, Herod would have chased them there. The guy just came to say, I like you. You have now started talking. Right away, you are talking to a friend. He says, he likes me. Now, what do I do? Now, what do. He picks his son and the mother and runs to Egypt and stayed there until another dream came. Then when they came, they didn't even go and live in the same place. They were redirected to go and live in another place. Wisdom for survival. So you think God couldn't have protected his child? Angels, special forces. It's Mike. Did you hear what Herod said? He said, we'll touch my son. Go and protect my son. Your child is 1 year old. You are displaying him for every. Look. Now you don't understand where that stubborn spirit came from. So. Sometimes, if even you want to show your wife, be careful you are really covering your wife and protecting her. Because showcasing your wife alone annoys some people. showcasing the lady that likes you, annoying some people. So stop all this your nonsense. You don't show me. You don't display me. You don't put me on your status. What's the nonsense? What nonsense is that? It's status life. It's status. It's life. It's status life.
Wisdom.
If you really love me, you will show me. Jimmy. What's that? If you knew how many people want you destroyed, you will hide your life. And this is one of the wisdoms of the serpent that Jesus spoke about. The snake can hide and flourish. A snake can live in the same room peaceably, and you don't know it's there. One of the biggest challenges of all of us is when we start to be successful, we want to show off. It's stupid. It's not wisdom. Showing off is not wisdom. I wish we all learned this wisdom for survival. Hide your life a bit and see how you grow big. And they cannot explain what is he doing. Because they are always looking for things that would tell them how you are living your life. And now they don't know. Because you're hiding it. Go home tonight knowing that wisdom is a defense. And the moment you start to apply yourself to wisdom, a shadow comes upon you. A covering comes upon you. Make up your mind. I will watch who comes into my inner circle. That means whoever comes close. Alright? Yeah. How can you trust? You trust people, sir. They can go to your bedroom. Trust the person. You trust them. You trust the person. The person can have his eyes look upon the bed you and your husband sleep on. That what? That what? Even Jesus doesn't visit you in your bedroom to come and see the bed. I'm serious. I don't know why the Holy Ghost made me bring this message, but wisdom for survival. Huh? Yeah. Yeah. I don't care who. Put some restrictions there. Please, you can't go here. Hey! Here. No. When you come, only here. Please, no. Stay here, please. No, don't cross this line. Here. No, you know, this is the this person helps me a lot. So this person, I cannot deny access. Who the engage me? No, they too far. Who does who catch me? Say, me assemble me catch me. Me abrepa. Me di nyame oho mneba. Sometimes the people you least expected will harm you. Anyway, I am a prophet. I don't live by wisdom. Wisdom for survival. Go looking at who is even too close that you must restrict. Who has been allowed so much details that you now have to start blocking details from reaching them? Hey, let it happen. Hey, interview date. Can't you go for the interview without disclosing it to anybody?
I pray for you that you will not throw this away, but you will start to build a quality, secretive life. A life that has a lot of codes. I mean coded. You have to enter a code to open every space. The person who told them that you have gotten that money was the person you allowed access. Yeah, some of you. I've finished. No, it's burning. It's burning too deep. It's burning. It's burning. You are about to even marry. You are not married yet. But this girl knows everything about you. You say, hey, pastor, so should they not tell us? Yes, they shouldn't tell you. Why should they? Everything. It is not an enemy that would reveal you to your enemy. It's the capacity to even hide what you've shown them may not be there. It's not, you see, I'm not speaking evil. Where it's as if you don't want to tell a secret to somebody who even you want to settle with. Listen to me. The enemy, when they see, even the person you are disclosing things to, cannot keep a honey back of information. Then now, what will become of you will disturb both of you. I don't know if I'm helping somebody. You think Delilah didn't like Samson? You think Delilah didn't like Samson, eh? Oh, what you think is that Delilah didn't have love in her heart for Samson? No. Delilah liked Samson deeply. He was with Samson, oh. I don't want to muddy the waters. Sometimes even your wife doesn't have to know certain things. Even your wife. Yeah. Man of God.
Wisdom.
Man
of God.
I should read you scripture. It says, even the woman that lies in your bosom, refrain your mouth from her. There are things. Does that mean you don't love her? No! That doesn't mean you don't love her. But your enemy may get an information from her. So you know which ones to say, which ones not to say, which ones to disclose, which ones not to disclose. That doesn't mean that you start hiding things from her. That's not what I'm saying. But then you are sensitive. Am I sharing with... I think I'm sharing too much. I should share, sir. I know a wife is also asking the question. So what about us two? Is it everything that we tell? You see, you said as you share. You see, argument is coming now. Hallelujah. I pray that you will operate in wisdom so that your life is preserved and you survive in every given situation. In the name of Jesus. Micah 7:5. Micah 7:5. Micah 7:5. They know you love your wife and you tell her everything. So for her not to know where your strength is, means that the man knows this secret. Go and get it for us. And we will offer you this amount of money. And the woman didn't pass the test. So now, all this while, she was enjoying the strength, not knowing where the source is. Stop asking, where do you get all your money? This money, where did it come from? Your husband should tell you, why? Let him be a man. You see, I didn't want to say, but allow him to be a bit mysterious. That is a man. So how much is left? How much do you have there? How much? Hey, I brought trouble. Enjoy the strength and stop asking the source. If every wife would not be angry with me, but take wisdom from what I'm saying, I tell you. So that means there are some things you don't ask questions about. Just enjoy them. Do you have questions to ask me? The day she started asking, where is the source of your strength? Show me. It was because the enemy wanted that information to destroy her lover. I pray you have wisdom and walk in wisdom so that nothing destroys you before your time. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Oh, you don't like it? Man of God, do you think Abraham told Sarah he was going with Isaac to go and sacrifice him? Can you just imagine what will happen in that house? She would have hidden the child. You won't go. You are going where? To go and do what? The child will be sent to Egypt. People of God, wisdom for survival. Wisdom for survival. May the Lord continue to enlighten you even as you go home. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Somebody shout 11. Amen.
God bless you for joining in today's broadcast. If you want to give your heart to Christ, I want you to make this confession heartily after me. Say, dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for your word. I believe in my heart that you died on the cross, and on the third day you were raised back to life, and you are alive. I confess your lordship over my life. From this day, my name is kept in the book of life. Thank you for saving me. Even in Jesus' name. Amen. If you said this confession, you're a child of God, and I want you to find a Bible-believing church and be planted in it. Or you can join us in the Shepherd Stream Church, and you will grow to become a great tree of righteousness that will bear fruit to the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.
Thank you for listening to The Shepherd's Voice with My Pastor Christian. We believe you've been refreshed by The Shepherd's Stream for a glorious living in Christ Jesus. You can get the messages of the man of God, Pastor Christian, on Telegram, Facebook, YouTube, podcast, or podcast addit, all at My Pastor Christian or Shepherd's Stream Church. For further inquiries, prayer, or pastoral counseling, messages, and the books of Pastor Christian, please call our helpline on +233 540 953 015 or +233 558 863 287, or visit our international office at Edum, opposite the GRA office, Kumasi. We also have the pleasure to invite you to join us in our glorious celebration services this and every Sunday at the Fresh Oil Assembly, Kumasi City Church, KCC, in the Senate Conference Room, Edum, on the Hyper Road, from 10 a.m. to 12 noon. You can also join in our services via YouTube Live at Pastor Godfrey Christian Apiafe. Come, pray, be seated, and experience the glory of God. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.